Billboard is the unchallenged Bible of the music industry, and what it says about the business part of music is considered gospel. Now that Billboard has a world music chart, world music commentator Milo Miles wonders what kind of entity international pop has become.
When I discovered that Billboard put the world music chart under the New Age music chart as part of the top adult alternative albums section, I was stunned. This is an outrage, I fumed. It's placing the quick with the dead. New Age and world music audiences have nothing in common. Or do they? Well, in the Billboard universe, they do. Billboard is trusted in part because of its caution, and the world music chart concentrates on the most obvious mainstream retailers and radio stations that regularly deal in world music, the international sound you can buy in the malls. Well, music charts are about money, not art, but how those terms are defined and researched is up for grabs. Anyway, it's surprising how much the world music chart reflects the makeup of most other Billboard charts, including the Hot 100. First, there's items that don't make any sense at all. Why is reggae, like the album Now by Black Uhuru, considered world music? If reggae is world music, then so is British rock. Both are simply pop music from islands outside the United States with people who don't speak English the same way we do. Why are Beausoleil's album Live from the Left Coast and Ben Taverna King's Coyote Moon considered world music? Both of these performers are Americans. It might be because Beausoleil often sing in Cajun French, and Ben Taverna King has been known to warble in Spanish, but King's Coyote Moon is all instrumentals. Then you have disturbing entries that truly are top adult alternative albums, favorites of broad-minded baby boomers. Not that there's anything wretched about the Gypsy Kings or the Bulgarian Women's Choir. They just have very predictable appeal. The Gypsy Kings have a big streak of hyper-emotional schlock in their work. They cover Volare without a trace of irony. And the Bulgarian Women's Choir is blatantly gorgeous, filled with a sort of rich vocal swells that won't frighten anyone away. The world music chart does strike some sparks of confrontation, however. In the lower half of the numbers, but rising, is Thomas Mapfumo's Corruption. A number of songs on the album take aim at politicians in Mapfumo's Zimbabwe and shoot them down with lean, thorny dance rhythms. From the testimony of many retailers and distributors, it's plain that so far world music is indeed a sound for more or less well-off folks over 30. Not unlike New Age fans, but with, I hope, a more robust temperament. Even so, this demographic means that world music has no pop action behind it. If world music is going to take over the world in the way it deserves, some fireball performers, young, hungry, steeped in rhythm and able to overcome language barriers, are going to have to tear it away from New Age doldrums and storm up the Hot 100 with it. A Billboard chart confirms that world music has a place in the present, but as things stand, it might not have a very exciting future.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about music for the New York Times and the Village Voice.